So you've been a student all through the stages
Yes.
up to where you are now. So how would you advise, or what should a student do to become more successful at university, most especially like at the moment it's more trying and more things out there,
Yes.
yeah, diverting students.
That's
So
a very interesting question. Of
yeah.
course, when I started, I'm sure most of the young men were not yet born.
Yeah.
Not even their parents had fallen in love at that time.
Probably.
Yes, but I can tell you that the key focus of any student should be to excel in his or academic life. I mean, when you apply and you are admitted on merit, you start your degree or whatever course, your focus should be how can I accomplish my goal with excellence? You know, people pass. And because of the competition, it's very important that students focus on academic excellence. Because the competition is so tight, universities, I've told you there are about 50 in Uganda now, most of them graduate at least 2,000. Makerere recently graduated, I think 15,000 or so. So the numbers are big. And so that means survival of this new graduate is focused mainly on excellence. Okay, recently there was an application, I mean an advert, and they just wanted to fill 10 positions in a bank. They received over 2,000 applications. Now you can imagine, but one of the students who actually succeeded finally to be among the 10 told me that they did more than 7 sets of interviews. You can imagine, they start with handwriting. Check out those who cannot even write a proper application letter. Then they go to the English. Then they go, you've missed the date, you put the address. So they kept on thin, you know, weeding out, weeding out. I mean, even then they retained around 500. Then, you know, they had to do a set of, until they had the last 10, even the last 10, I mean, it was like, you cannot imagine. Now, that means, in terms of excellency, you as a student, in order for you to succeed, you must focus. That's your priority number one. But number two, don't be a bookworm. No, no way. Personally, I was a house prefect in my secondary school in senior three. Yes, in a school, Kigezi High School. In our years, it was one of the best schools. Then in my A level, remember I was doing physics, chemistry, biology, and mathematics. And in my A level, I was the head boy of my school. Now, yes, so when I went to university, I had to remain also in some associations, became chairman of this, did this, this, this. But if you just decide to become a bookworm and you have a first class, you fail to establish networks, you have failed to practice a bit of leadership, when you come out, the world is different. If they say we have 10 graduates of journalism, what makes you different? You can stay and say, look, I was a guild president, or I organized my students to go for a rescue mission, a refugee camp, or we had a run and I mobilized, you know, 1 million shillings, which we took to Soroti. You understand? So my key to success for you as young men and women, young boys and girls, students at university, is that whereas you want to focus, but success is built on so many pillars. And don't just forget. Unfortunately, some students put a lot of emphasis on having fun, having a good life. You know, you can't miss a nightlife every Tuesday. And I normally pass in the morning and I see some young people and I suspect they are students. You know, and it is a Saturday and they are zonked, they are on the roadside. Then you go to the next. You go beyond, I mean, it's just so sad. You can be sure out of the 10 people you see, the young people who are having fun, probably five or six belong to a certain university. And so for me, I would tell the students, you wait. You have a lot of time. The older people, I and my colleague and others, are going to phase out, don't worry. But if you kill yourselves now, you won't enjoy in the coming years. So just a package for you to the nice things. I always give the example of a sugar cane. The sweetest part of the sugar cane is which one? The lower one. Why isn't it at the top? So it means you have to go all the way to the root down there.
Sure.
So, and that's how I would like to focus a student who is going to be successful. You'll have your sweet part of life later, not immediately. Otherwise, if you want it now, you will have it and your life will be short. Yeah, so that's really the package I can give. And I want to congratulate the mass comm students, because now the whole world is being driven by media. And it's up to you to position yourselves and focus and become professionals. Don't be compromised. There are a lot of compromises in life.
Sure.
Yes, so be careful. There are so many con people outside there. There are so many people who want to take advantage of young people, young minds, and just remain focused. What do you want to see yourself as? Do you want to become the Bale Francis,
yeah,
who we know?
Yeah.
Do you want to become a guru in the media, who everybody knows by name, even if we have never met? Do you want to remain, you know, quality? Otherwise, you won't be able to beat the competition. So that's my take-home message for you.
Wow, that's a very nice message, and yes. I know the listener out there, the students have picked some big things out there.
Yes.
So I know they can't stay the same as they are. So those who have been enjoying, it's high time to focus on the main issue, which is academics. So would you tell us about briefly about your life as a university manager here? How has it been?
Of course, I have already, before I came to Kampala International University, I was at the Islamic University in Uganda. I served there as the Dean of the Faculty of Science, and then initiated there quite a number of programs in science. Then I became a Vice Rector. A Vice Rector in their terminology is a Deputy Vice Chancellor. So I served as a Vice Rector in charge of financial administration. I also served as Vice Rector for 8 years in charge of academic affairs. I was a council member, national council member, for 10 years, 2007 to 2017, where I participated a lot in formulating and shaping university education in this country. I joined KIU in 2015, November, as the vice chancellor. This November 2019, I'll be making 4 years as your vice chancellor. So we pray that I still have some more years to contribute. For the last 3 years, I have seen a big transformation taking place here. We have addressed quite a number of issues. We have remained competitive and our rankings are going very high. We have our functioning structures, you know, the Senate, the management, the student system, coordinator system. I know we may not provide everything, but I can promise that especially the calls from students, we'll be able to address them as we go by, digitize our work. We want to challenge the lecturers that if somebody is teaching a course, 25% should be delivered online. This, we want to drive this now. So that will push the IT team to ensure they improve the infrastructure on campus, because the lecturers will say you are demanding 25%, we don't have the facility, enough facilities. So we are hoping that is going to transform this university to greater heights.
Yeah, that's great, because I know we are lucky having you, because the person of that background, and at the moment we have you here,
yes,
so it's a blessing. And
thank you.
Yeah, I know with you, so we are really going to explore the heights with you, and I pray get more years with you still as the chancellor.
Yes. Yeah.
So now, lastly but not least, but a listener out there, let's have some special package from you. Yeah, as the final remarks, how do you tell someone out there?
I want to tell them that they should come and join KIU, either as students or staff. If you are qualified, you are competitive, you can prove your worth, come as a student or as a staff. Secondly, we would like to invite partners, local partners in industry, NGOs, and so on. We are an outward-looking university. We have presence in all the districts in Uganda. We offer bursaries. So we do have ambassadors already, well distributed in this country. So we hope we can have, and we want to appreciate the local governments and government of Uganda for supporting us. So we think 2019-2020 we should be able to roll out a very very impactful program that can engage. So if you are out there, you have ideas, you how you think KIU can help, or you can help KIU, you are most welcome. Lastly, I want to encourage KIU students, both continuing and former students. We are now promoting innovation. So if you have a very, you know, fantastic idea that you think we can nurture, we can, you know, put our minds and resources into, and then get it out to address a particular society problem, you are more than welcome. You can come to the office of the Vice Chancellor, but we do have the DVC in charge of research, innovation and extension. Yeah. You can go to any of the other senior officers and get through your idea. We will be able to nurture it and see how we take it from there, so that we, together we build KIU.
Yeah, thank you very much and for that, supporting the innovations out there, because I believe students have a lot of things out there. They are planning the innovations, but they don't have someone to hold them and give them a go ahead. So that would be a great idea. Mm. And I know people are going to benefit from that, both the continuing and those who have done here.
Yes.
So thank you for sparing us some time on your busy schedule. Mm. Yeah. We hope to meet you again with time.
Okay. Thank you so much for the interview, and I wish you success.
Thank you, sir.
In your career.
Thank you.
Okay, please. It's a pleasure.
So you will share the media with me?
Yes,
and it's going to be online.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. That's exactly. Thank you. Thank you.